said something, right?
Right.
Am I right, fam?
Awkward. Many things you said. That was actually useful.
This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios, where we alter your locus aurelius by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it, Lisa? Can you feel it, Michael?
I can feel it.
That's not for polite company. And the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. It allows use and reuse by anyone except state actors. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org.
State actors.
State actors, like Harrison Ford.
I like that.
When he played the president. Yeah.
Get off my damn plane.
Is that from that movie? I forget. Air Force.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty good one. It was
I didn't
good
see
one.
That movie. I didn't see it.
Good. My plane.
Probably
good action, summer action flick.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, in Darwin Awards today, we should probably talk about this because, like, because there's a lot of people who are saying, like, oh, these were militia patriot men, and unfortunately, I'm the one, the bearer of bad news, at least for me, that no, these were people kind of in my camp.
You're bearing the lead.
Yeah. So,
do we have to claim them?
Unfortunately.
No, I strongly
we're all individuals.
Reject them, and
yes.
I befriended one. We're still bearing the lead. So,
yeah.
Some guys got pulled over. James Baker, James V. Baker, is that his name?
Yeah.
Who's the other dude? You know the other dude's name?
I think it was his father. This guy is like 18 years old. Yeah,
wow.
And
what?
It was his father.
Wow.
Are you serious?
That explains a lot. Actually.
Dad of the year, am I right, fam?
Oh, wow.
We'll show that ex-wife. Gosh. We'll both get killed. I don't know if that's true. So they got pulled over for a traffic stop. They were doing the kind of sovereign citizen-y, well, I don't know if it was the cop blocky thing of like, you know, what is your authority to pull us over? And had some comment to the police that it was an illegal, the police pulled him over illegally, whatever that is, because I think the police can pretty much, you know. I actually read some cop blogs about this, and one of the cops said, like, what the hell is being pulled over illegally? Like, you know, the cop was like, I've never heard of that charge, which, you know, kind of explains where cops are at on all this. Like, you know, they basically think nothing is illegal, and therefore, you know, if it happens often enough, it's pretty much legal. That's the way things work. And
yeah,
so they got, you know, they said, well, you pulled us over illegally. And the cop said, well, why don't you go to the police station? It's right up the street. Go up and, you know, file a complaint. I'm paraphrasing all this, but so they have this
and file
plan
a complaint.
Suddenly.
They did.
Yeah. They went to the mall next. I don't know if they went home first or not, or if they had all this equipment on them, but they went to the mall next to the police station and like geared up. And if somebody saw them gearing up in the parking lot, they probably would have thought this was a mass shooting about to happen, because they gearing up involved pulling out an AK-47 and an AR-15 rifle, you know, scary black rifle, and putting on body armor and affixing GoPro cameras. Like, not even to their jacket, but, like, with a little tripod that goes off your jacket that kind of points up. It's really weird looking. Like so you can really see it. Like, you know, it looked like they were going to... And then putting on balaclavas. That's the finishing touch.
Yeah, and I guess someone had actually called the police and said that there was some suspicious activity going on because, yeah, and so they were already ready for it.
I heard somewhere that the police knew they were coming. You know, I'm really surprised they didn't get shot given that, but actually I kind of had a feeling from listening to the video that they filmed with their GoPros, that the police knew who they were. You know, it was kind of like they didn't call him by name, but there was something familiar about the fact that the police didn't shoot him and kill him, and B, you know, this just something, the way they talked to them. They, you know, it was kind of like when, it reminded me of when Chris Cantwell, you know, basically argued with some drunk people on the street at night to get into a fight with them so he could pull his gun on them and film it. And the police were right around the corner and showed up, and they were like, "Chris, drop the weapon." And he's like, "I am lying, Bill. I am dropping the," you know, it's like, oh, he gosh. And the cops are calling each other by name. And so these guys.
He's totally not a cop, by the way.
Yeah.
Totally. Right.
These guys, I'm not a cop. I just eat breakfast with them every morning in a cafe. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a whole weird. Okay. I'm not going to get derailed on how weird that guy is and how weird that is.
Yeah. Footnote, moving right along.
See 42 other episodes of the Freedom Scenes. Search Cantwell. So they go into a police station all geared up, looking like terrorists slash soldiers, like ISIS.
Yeah. And
Dearborn, Michigan. Okay, I didn't realize this till later. This makes it even weirder. Dearborn, Michigan has the largest Arab population of any city in America. So, you know, after someone has called the police and said they're suspicious looking men with rifles and, you know, covering their faces in the parking lot of the mall, you know, then the same people walk into the police station looking like ISIS in the town with the biggest Arab community, that has a town that has a lot of like Arab, non-Arab unrest, you know, kind of like other towns have black and white unrest. And this town also has black and white racial unrest. But there's a lot of, like, you know, people putting pigs' heads on the doors of mosques and threats, and then, you know, so that kind of thing. I don't know if there's ever been any Arabs doing anything back to people there. I do remember, though, this is the town where somebody walked in and went into a Muslim bakery and said, "I'm gay and I'm getting married and I'd like you to make me a wedding cake." And they were like, "No."
Oh, was that Steven Crowder?
No. Yeah, no. It was the other guy that does all the, like, who does good man on the street videos, where he goes up to people and says, like, "Yeah, I'm trying to get people to sign a petition to outlaw all guns and repeal the Second Amendment," and films people at Berkeley or, you know.
Oh, other. Mark Dice?
Yeah, it was Mark Dice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he, you know, he's not gay. Yeah. He's a conservative Christian, and I thought this was pretty brilliant, though. He went into a Muslim bakery and said, "You know, I'm gay, will you bake me a wedding cake?" And they're like, the whole family was like, ran the place, like, from, you know, from teenage son to grandfather, and everyone in between were like, no, just shaking their head, no, which is funny because, you know, that whole thing of bake the cake, you cis scum, or you're going to prison, that law. Nobody ever did that on Muslims. They only ever did it on Christians.
Well, it's because they're actually Islamophobic. Not like in the term, like, I hate them and I'm just going to use that term. Like, they're actually afraid of Islam. That's why they won't do it.
Well, because there are Muslims that will kill people for things like that.
Yeah, but don't actually say that out loud, because that's racist.
Right. So the cops saw these guys walk in, all iced out, and started screaming at them, you know, "Put the LF," you know, swearing, put the rifle on the ground now. And the guys did not comply immediately, which is why I'm amazed they're not dead. You know, given all the circumstances, somebody called the police, said suspicious activity with, you know, like, I'm
black, scary rifles and everything.
I'm not like, oh, the police are always right. And I'm not, and I carry guns and I've even open carried guns, but I would never put on a balaclava and walk in any place of business or any, you know, office, or anywhere, you know, even walking down the street dressed like they were. I mean, it looks like you're dressed for war, especially with the GoPros. It looks like you're, you know, about to live stream your massacre. A friend of mine said it really, really cleanly. You know, a friend who also is not a fan of the cops and open carries, he said, you know, you walk into my house like that, I'd do the same thing that the cops did, if not more. And cops look at their cop shop as their house. They even use that term. Like, you know, this is not going to happen in my house, kind of thing. I've heard
it was kind of funny because he had the little GoPro on this thing on his shoulder, and it was like on a little stick. Chopped and I was off. Wondering, hey, is that the shoulder thing that goes up? I hear so much about.
Ah, that's funny. Yeah. That was a monopod. Yeah, that is funny. We can explain that real quick.
Gun break humor.
For people who don't know what shoulder thing that goes up is. So there was
okay. So the. I can do it. There was a Congress critter or senator was a Congress woman. Was one of those criminals in D.C. And she had this bill, and she had this bill that was going to set regulations on what kind of guns, what kind of things on guns should be banned. And one of them was a barrel shroud, which a barrel shroud is a thing that goes over the barrel so that like when it heats up, you don't burn your hand, kind of thing. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a muffler with holes in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's common on military weapons that are full auto and have to fire thousands of rounds and get hot.
They look scary. They look really scary. And so Tucker Carlson, who before he was on Fox, was on MSNBC, and he's a conservative, and he was asking, like, did you even read this legislation?
He's sort
like
of libertarian, but barely. But
yeah, he's one of the conservatives I like. And he was on the going like, do you even know what this means? Like, what's a barrel shroud? Just kind of quizzing her, and she kept like dodging the question. And at the very last, after him asking the question like five or six times, she finally answered, "I'm not sure, but I think it's the shoulder thing that goes up."
Yeah, that's hilarious, man.
So, anyways, we finally got to see one of these barrel shrouds.
That's become a meme of making fun of liberals is like joking about, oh, the shoulder thing that goes up. And this is funny that Jim said this because it's actually a thing on his shoulder that went up while carrying so-called assault. Well, neutered assault rifles, you know, probably not full auto, but, you know, rifles you could kill a lot of people in a short amount of time with, looking like you're ready to kill a bunch of people. And
you can do the same thing with a revolver.
They said it was a, what's that?
You could probably do the same thing with a revolver, kill a bunch of people with it.
Well, that's a whole different argument. They were dressed like they were going to war, and they were shocked. They acted shocked when the police didn't say, oh, here's a cup of coffee and a pen, file a complaint, you know, and instead, like, ordered them to the ground and said, I will waste you, because they weren't complying. Yeah. We're going to talk about how silly they are when we get back, now that we've spent 19 minutes explaining the situation. And that's good. Good background. Yeah. Yeah. Is the feed buffering?
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. Are you sick of government lackeys who say, you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
A lot of people are afraid of heights. Not me, I'm afraid of widths.
What?
So in play stupid games, win stupid prizes. But during
during the break we were I was trying to before the show and during the break and during pretty much every break with these two or either of these two, but especially Jim. I try to discuss what we're going to talk about next, and Jim just babbles, and it's often just, you know, doing jokes by Emo Phillips or Stephen Wright in the voice of Emo Phillips and Stephen Wright. It was funny the first day he did it, you know, 4 months ago, and he's done it every day since. But trying to, like, run a show with Lisa, who has Asperger's syndrome, and Jim, who has ADHD.
I don't have. I'm not bouncing off the walls. I just have ADD.
ADD.
I'm just lazy and don't pay attention.
Yeah, and I'm like wondering why I can't rein these two in to discuss show topics.
Cats. Yeah,
herd cats. Bucks on herd cats who like ate a bunch of your coffee grounds or something.
And kratom.
And kratom. 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 This is the Kratom Cats.
Kitties. Yeah.
GCN.
They say you're not supposed to put metal in a microwave. They're right.
All right, so you were, before I interrupted you to explain how you interrupt me, Jim, what were you saying about the guys that walked into the police station dressed like ISIS, carrying guns, and seemed shocked when they got ordered to the ground?
I think saying that they dressed like ISIS is not entirely true. I think they look like ISIS crossing guards because they're still wearing that bright yellow kind of...
What was that about, anyway?
No, you know what they looked like? They looked
black and
like,
yellow, black and
they
yellow.
They looked like people in Michigan dressing as ISIS for Halloween.
Those reflective tape bonds, they don't get hit by a car when crossing the street. They also kind of remind me of this.
To throw a homosexual off the roof of a building.
Yeah. They reminded me of this anti-fascist anarchist, too.
A lot of people thought they were Antifa in the comments I saw everywhere, because suddenly everyone's aware that Antifa is a thing. And what was it I said today? Anti-fascist people aren't anti-fascist. They're anti-hetero people with jobs who like guns and free speech.
Yeah.
It's pretty accurate.
That's about right, I think.
That's the people calling them, because their idea of fascism, the group or movement called anti-fascist or Antifa, who've been around
since... anti-fascist movements.
This isn't something that happened because of Trump. This is something in some form or another has been around since the Spanish Civil War, but especially since like the 70s or 80s in Europe, and now it... And I actually made out with a Antifa chick in Berlin. Yes, thank you very much.
Of course
I'll be
you
here
did.
All week. I'll be here all week, and this is in 1990. I mean, the wall was coming down. You know, we had to do something to bridge size, but this is someone who probably would spray mace in my pepper spray in my face now, or sucker punch me.
Well, because you're a fascist. Because anybody who's right of Bakunin is a fascist according to these people.
Anybody who didn't vote for Bernie is a fascist to them.
Well, some of them don't vote, but they do. They're pretty more mobilized than other anarchists to go and vote because they think it's like a self-defense measure.
Yeah,
They're talking. See what they did at Milo's speech, where Milo Yiannopoulos, who's a conservative tech writer, who's actually been talking a lot about like don't fall into the. Don't give in to the white nationalist, white supremacist stuff. Don't do it because it's horrible. But apparently now he's a white supremacist, a gay Jewish immigrant is labeled a white supremacist, immigrant.
I also think that he's just kind of fine tuning his riff after backlash. I almost feel like he's one of these people, if he'd sell a lot more books and may have more speak and stir up more trouble, and it made sense for him to be a white nationalist, he might be. I don't know if that's true, but he kind of seems like one of those people who just loves to stir the pot.
He's provocative. He does. I think that he would say whatever he had to make the SJWs freak out.
Well, that's his whole shtick. His whole shtick is to go up, say things that are provocative, and incite a reaction that's far worse than anything that he has to say. And so that everybody looks at the left and goes like, man, they're pretty angry at this guy. I wonder what he's actually saying. What he's actually saying is not that bad. It's really not.
What if it was his friends breaking windows dressed in black to like help him sell books?
No, this is Antifa. This is what they do.
You're sticking up for Milo more than you did about 3 months ago, Jim.
And I hate Milo.
Milo goes to college.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Still win, guys. Falcons can still win. The Falcons can still win, guys. This is going to be a contested Super Bowl.
Probably is.
Yeah.
I bet there's petitions circulating already.
I did not watch the Superb Owl. I think this is like the first year I didn't actually watch the Superb Owl. And and it wasn't because I was like not into, like, I'm like, football sucks, it's for stadiums. That was me. I'm not one of those people.
I was like that. I was one of those people.
Yeah, then you're wrong.
I actually forgot there was a Super Bowl. I told the story yesterday that I called up a contractor Sunday night to ask him to hire him for something. And he was like really irritable. And like, I talked to him a few years ago and he was really pleasant. And I was like, are you in a hurry? You know, I can call someone else. He's like, no, I'll do it. And he actually went like, at some point when I was trying to give him money. And I told my wife that right after the phone call. And she's like, well, he's probably watching the Super Bowl. And when he came over yesterday, I asked him if he had been. He's like, yeah, I had a party with like 15 people over my house. Yeah.
Yeah, but this was insane, everything that was going on. Like, there's three things that happened. There was the advertisers who were kind of pushing this lefty agenda, and then some that weren't and being accused of that. And then there was Lady Gaga's halftime show everybody was freaking out about, and the fact that Donald Trump wanted the Patriots to win. And Tom Brady is like a Trump guy, apparently. And because they won, it's been freaking the left out. So they were all rooting for the Atlanta Falcons.
Are they thinking he fixed it? Like Trump, you know, tweeted.
It was the Russians.
Yeah.
Had to the be Russians, the Russians.
It was a Russian hacker.
It was.
But they were up, and looked like they were going to win. And apparently, this is from what I hear, and I didn't watch the game. But from what I hear, like, they were doing really well. And then, you know, towards the end, they just really blew it. You know, so.
So, like, you know, people like said at the halftime show, leftist.
Okay, so
at the halftime show by Lady Gaga.
Okay, so we'll talk about that one then. Lady Gaga had done a halftime show, and it started out with, you know, God Bless America, you know, all that stuff, and then it went into her typical thing, you know, all her terrible songs. Which I have to say, as far as like pop hits go, she is one of the more tolerable ones. Like if I hear one of her songs on,
she actually co-writes them, which is kind of rare with or writes them, which is rare with that kind of pop singer.
When I started hearing Lady Gaga, I was like, okay, I like the direction that pop music is going. I'm not going to say I like it, but it's much more tolerable too than the you know, the Britney Spears garbage.
She actually
right?
sings them, unlike Britney Spears and some other people when they're performing live.
And you can hear her, she's out of breath a lot of the times because she's dancing and stuff. And then that was it. You know, she caught a football and jumped off the thing, and that was it. And everybody was freaking out because she didn't make it political. Because she was a Hillary supporter. It's like she was at the, you know, the big event where she, you know, right the day before the election, where they had like a bunch of free concerts and everything. And she was one of the people that were, you know, that were part of it. She was really, you know, in the tank for her. And everybody just assumed like she was going to make a big political stump speech out of it. And, you know, but it would be a dumb move for her because considering the audience of the Super Bowl is not, you know, coastal states, it's middle America, which would be not really receptive to that kind of message. So she
also
did a really good job of just not making it political.
They made it political last year, and there was so much backlash, I think it actually hurt the career of that person. Who was it?
Yeah.
Beyonce?
See, who was it? We don't know, because...
Because
she... It wasn't even really that bad. She just dressed like a Black Panther. And then, like, everybody freaked out. I don't even think she actually said anything. But anyways, so everybody was freaking out about that. The other thing they were freaking out about was because, you know, Donald Trump supported him or whatever. They lost, and everybody was wigging out about that. And then the other thing was, there was
Hang on, stop. You just said, because Donald Trump supported them, they lost. You misspoke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you really mean that?
No, they...
to clarify...
the Falcons lost.
Man, if you
but
if you
because
get
him they
to, like,
lost
him to like clarify something, he just goes like,
yeah, because now it's like I have to go back and like
it's awesome.
Go back in my ADD rattled brain and try to find what I was saying originally.
This is what you get for what you do during the breaks, man. All right, I'm just gonna sidetrack and ask you to explain everything. All right, okay. Go ahead. See how you like it.
So,
conflict is the essence of drama. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Patriots were being supported by Donald Trump, and Tom Brady was a Republican. I think he was supporting Trump, too, but he was kind of happy about Trump anyway. Whatever. So everybody was rooting against them on the left, and they were going to win. Or the Falcons were going to win, and everybody was really happy and was like tweeting, like, aha, you know, this is what Trump gets or whatever. And then the Falcons lost, and everybody was losing their crap about that.
Kind of like they were when Hillary won. Like, they were all like, I mean, lost. I mean, they were all like, you know, up to the last minute, liberals
crying.
Were just screaming like, no, when she was still looking like she was winning, like the day and two before and that evening, there were liberals just like screaming like, you're going to get it, conservatives. You just wait.
Well, my friend at Slate told me that a Republican winning the White House is so far out of reach now, they probably won't win for another 20 years. But anyways, no. obviously
true,
not.
Friend at Slate?
No.
You're fired.
I was just being a liberal. I was impersonating a liberal.
Well, oh, you're saying
anyways,
that's what they were saying before the election was
yeah.
in.
Yeah, gotcha. Like, because of changing demographics, it's going to be impossible for a Republican to win the White House. Anyways,
I really thought that. I was shocked when he won, man.
Yeah, right. No, pendulums. Anyways,
yes, Republicans have a lot of kids, and liberals like yeah. abort them all, so they can't.
So Audi, Audi. You know the cars,
Lord
the Walsh. Cars, the
yes,
cars.
Yes.
Audi already had made this commercial where it showed like some girl in a box soapbox car derby, blah, blah, blah. And she won or whatever. And the whole time there was like this narration of her father going like, she's going to have to confront everybody and let everybody know that she's, you know, 71% of what a male earns. And then people on Twitter were like raging, like, wait a minute. Are you saying that you only pay your workers 71 cents on the dollar?
Were they serious?
No, they were trying to make a political stance against the wage gap as a car really manufacturer.
Exist. Right. It doesn't yeah. exist in the sense people say it does.
Yeah. And so when they were asked about it, they tweeted back and said, well, if you count all the hours worked and their skill level and everything, then it works out to 71 cents. And it was like, that's the point. that's the problem with the wage gap myth.
Explain the wage map. Go ahead, and then I'll explain the
wage gap myth.
And then we'll get back to the guys going to the police station dressed as ISIS.
Yeah. So the wage gap is basically women make it depends on which one you ask and what time of day it is. Anywhere from 70 to 80% of what a man makes. But the problem is it's only if you just say like, what do all women make? What do all men make? Average them out together. Yeah, there's a difference. But it doesn't take into account that women work less hours. They work in they don't work in STEM fields mostly.
STEM,
and they kind of work.
STEM.
STEM is science,
technology, engineering.
Math, music
yeah. therapy. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I mean, basically, it's like, you know, a woman with a. Women tend to go more into liberal arts in college and
social
tend to
social
go,
stuff.
Yeah, hey, I'm a STEM.
Go,
I have a STEM degree.
Tend to go. Yeah, men tend to go. Tend to go. Statistically, more men go
right.
to, you know, yeah. degrees that can make you some money. Like the fact that this averages out to what seems.
And they also
like
don't take
gap.
Maternity leave.
Yeah, but the wage gap basically comes down to, you know, you're not going to make as much if you have a degree in, you know, a bachelor's degree in feminist dance therapy as if you have, you know, a master's degree in mechanical engineering.
And basket yeah. weaving, and right.
Yeah. Underwater basket weaving.
Yeah.
That's been around forever, that statement. Yeah. My sisters told me that when I was like 7 and they were like 18 and they went off to college. I was like, what are you taking in college? And they're like, well, you know, basically, right now, it more or less amounts to underwater basket weaving, but I'm hoping to, you know, after a year, I'm going to pick a major.
Yeah. Then there was another ad by Anheuser-Busch, which is the makers of Budweiser. And there was like this big campaign to boycott Budweiser on Twitter, even though they spelled Budweiser wrong in the Twitter hashtag.
That's great.
And it's kind of funny because the point of the story of the ad was, I think it was Anheuser, came here from Germany legally, went to Ellis Island, came here, was kind of harassed when he was in New York, went to St. Louis, met with Bush, and then Bush bought him a beer, and then he was like, next time we drink this beer. And he showed him like a book, and it said like, Budweiser. And they were like, cheers, and that's how the Anheuser-Busch met. And of course, all the anti-immigration people...
Cheers.
I was drinking a beer with you. Cheers.
Now, that story sounds entirely made up, but it really did almost bring me to tears.
But the thing is, like, all these people were like, this is all about, like, open border stuff. And it's like, no. The point was he immigrated legally. And, like, this is what you wanted, right?
It's more about American work ethic than you know, open border, steal my job.
Like, yeah, it was not open border, steal my jobs, nothing like that. But there was an ad that was like that, and it was like the 84 Lumber, which, by the way, I don't think they make anything really consumer grade, except for maybe if you're buying wood, but who really looks at the brand of wood?
People that build houses by their
stuff. It was a really expensive virtue signal, apparently. But I'm fine with it because, whatever, I'm not really anti-immigration. I'm kind of an open border guy, okay?
Yeah.
But
I'm open border, I'd like to see welfare ended and then open the borders, but
like it had nothing to do with what they were selling. Like they showed people constructing a wall, not out of wood, but they were constructing a wall, and then some immigrants were going along. Most of it was like this mother and her daughter were going around, and she was collecting trash, like pieces of trash everywhere, and then she used the trash to kind of construct an American flag. And they got to the border, and there was a giant wall. And there was a giant wall, but the construction worker, because he was such a nice guy, built a door in the wall, so they just opened the door and walked through.
Yeah. Wow, that's just, you know, Bill Burr had an amazingly right on rant about this, about, you know, the ads during the Super Bowl. It was a few years ago, and there was like a breast cancer awareness ad, and he was like, you know, he's a big sports fan, and he was just appalled that they keep bumming people out during the Super Bowl. You know, he's like, you know, I know people that have breast cancer. I've donated to breast cancer research, but you know, I don't go, dude. Like, I don't sit next to you in a movie and whisper to you, like, hey, my grandfather's dying. You know, during a movie, it's kind of the same thing he said.
Yeah, but no, that's what had happened. So yeah, the Super Bowl was just full of just crazy, crazy.
When we get back after this upcoming trip to the market, we're going to go back to what we said before the world's longest filibuster on the Freedom Fiends. It's good though, it's good radio, but as long...
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby, hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark, bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi. A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat?
Bringing it all back from dumb things about the Super Bowl to dumb things about ISIS crossing guards in Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, no.
So here's what I've decided, kids. I'm going to have to separate you two. If it doesn't get easier to do shows with you two, I love doing shows with either one of you, but it kind of reached critical mass. when you two are on, of like, I can't get a word in edgewise without you going, ugh, Michael's being such a buzzkill when I try to say, come on, guys, focus up. Let's plan the next segment. Then I'm going to separate you. So
okay,
I haven't decided.
It's, that for sure it's yet. The and ADD and Asperger's kind of clashing.
It really mixes to be like, yeah, super enhanced ADHD or something. So
you know, let's, we should read the comments. Oh.
Well, but I have a name drop. I have a name drop that goes along with that. And someone did say that name dropping is the original humble brag. So when I was hanging out with shooting heroin with Perry Farrell and members of his band, Porno for Pyros, he was actually sober and it ended up relapsing because the other two guys in the band that were both junkies, Peter DiStefano and Martin Lenoble. Martin Lenoble is my friend that's now married to Christina Applegate. Stop reading, Jim. When they stayed in a hotel together, they would book them like 10 rooms apart so people could see if they were going back and forth to each other's rooms, because they felt if they had them next to their rooms next to each other, they'd end up relapsing. And they did. And I helped them. But yeah. So critical mass. Yo. So we're going to read some of these. Go ahead, Jim. You have thoughts, Jim.
No, I don't. I'm waiting for you. I'm not even breathing. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're being good this time. We're being good.
Stop breathing. Don't breathe.
I am not breathing.
That's going to end up.
I'm purple.
In what is it tomorrow? Fiends Out of Context. There were some good Fiends Out of Context today. Let's see. Please do not poke or feed the talent.
And he makes fun of my ADD. Can we get to the comments? I know. Let's
see. If you're buffering, you're suffering. That soybean is really woke, yo. Oh, I got one.
Wasn't he just complaining today about this earlier, about me doing the same thing?
What is Well, Jim, you know what I got to say to that?
Stay out of it.
Cash Newman me outside. What the hey, no?
Oh, how about that?
Cash Newman me. You can do it, Lisa. What is it? Cash Newman?
How about that?
Cash Newman me outside. How about that?
I'm embarrassed that I could say that properly.
I know.
Can I read this comment? Because it is pure gold.
Yes.
I'm just giving you a bit of your own treatment, but this is a comment about the two guys walking into the police station with looking like ISIS, like they're dressed as dressed for Halloween as ISIS, carrying real rifles and face masks. Now, which is this in? Is this YouTube or is this the LEO Affairs, the police blog?
This is LEO Affairs, which has an interesting URL. I'll probably bring it up.
Yep. Oh. Tell the URL. No, go ahead.
Okay,
with the URL.
I'm not going to read the URL, but the URL line, all the metadata that's in it is, dude put ground men ski mask rifle body armor enter police station file complaint.
That's baffling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is there's no reason to do that kind of your long URL anymore. First of all, they often break in emails and don't work. But secondly, Google has stopped like using that to increase SEO because they know people game SEO with it. That's why all of the URLs I have now are like freedomfeeds.com/2314.
Yeah,
HTML.
Mine does the same thing with the Lalberts.
PHP. Yep.
So this is a comment, and this is one from Alan Fraze. It says, "You dumb," another word for butt, "you dumb butt, not superpose to do that dip, SH word. You're, while you are, lucky you and your friend didn't get killed." Which I agree with this with what he said, but I disagree with how he said it.
Well, I have a friend that works for a law firm who part of what her job is reading police reports. And she said police cannot write. Like, as a class, they really are poor at punctuation, grammar, spelling, sentence structure, and basic English. So doesn't surprise me.
No.
So
Lisa,
I was a capital C cop for 26 years. If I lost sight of their hands for 1 second, I would have lit them both up. 0.4 cops died in, I think it was ending a sentence, died in a gunfight with an assault weapon criminal recently, period. If a space period. If a cop with a handgun hesitated 1 second too long, he would have been overmatched and dead. These two idiots know their rights, ? I would have a right to go in their home that night, regardless of open carry laws, ? If you want to poke a junkyard dog with a stick, don't cry when you get bit.
Oh.
Which is true. They did something stupid.
Yeah, they did.
You know what? The thing is, though, they pretended like this was a constitutional, you know, like, we're going to prove that these cops have, because the cops had said that they honor the Constitution, you know, with their, you have to when you take care.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Oh,
I did it last time. Make the spurk do it.
The spurk.
Surf?
Spurk. The spurk.
We're never going to get through this.
I love that. Oh my gosh.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to leave in about 5 minutes. And
no.
You guys are violating my free speech.
Oh.
I'm letting me get a word in edgewise on my own show. So spurg out.
This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Bodbay 2A, my love of sea level, and neglected Perry Studios, we alter locus aurelius, blah, 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 bupcat.org. Check it out. It's pretty good.
Bupcat? That's funny.
Bipcat.meow.
That's got to be a thing now. That has to be a real thing. You have to do it.
I think there are dot meow sites, but no, there's dot cat. I know that, but those cost a lot. Those are like $100 a year.
Yeah, those are ridiculous.
What a scam.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's crushing my dreams.
People want them.
So we're talking for the people that didn't come on the first segment. Basically, the people in Wyoming who are going to be listening on this, and South Dakota, who are going to be listening on the second hour. We were talking in the first hour about Asperger's, which Lisa has, and a attention deficit disorder, which Jim has. And I realized I can't be on with the two of them because it reaches
I'm sorry, what?
Mass. Yeah. And so I'm going to leave and let them spurg out, Asperger's out, as Jim put it. And we can say that because someone on the show has Asperger's. So, you know, I'm normal.
164th I'm just, Aspie.
You're more than that, Aspie. So we're going to talk about this thing, and then I'm going to leave, and they're going to Asperger's out. They're going to spurg out. The thing that we're talking about is some people went into a police station in Dearborn, Michigan, basically dressed like ISIS. I mean, they were dressed with balaclavas on their head, you know, ski masks pulled down over their face, carrying an AK-47 and an AR-15. We got nothing against guns. We're all against guns. I've even open carried guns, but I would never go looking like I'm ready for war into, you know, a place of business like they did. So They were trying to make some point that the police didn't honor their constitutional oath because the police proned them out on the floor with guns to their head and almost killed them because they weren't complying. They were on the floor still basically going, "What is your authority?" This is like suicide by cop in the making. And my whole thing about it is, A, I don't think these people are a government plant, but the government couldn't do better to make gun ownership and libertarianism look worse than if they'd paid these guys to do this. Secondly, one of these guys was a friend of mine on Facebook, and I chatted with him once before, and I unfriended him because, not as a protest, but because I believe this is an indication that this guy may actually do something insane and violent to people at some point.
Yeah.
And I don't want people saying, "Oh, and on his like page was the Freedom Fiend." Was, you know, like that thing.
Yeah.
They're going to see that anyway.
I know. Yeah. But they won't say it about the Freedom Fiends because there won't be, you know.
They didn't like him back.
Yeah, so I unfriended him preemptively because this isn't someone I want to be associated with. And I think that's an important thing, is to kind of choose your friends and your associations well. A lot of people are friends with anybody. And when I was younger, I was friends with anybody. You know, what's that saying? I slept with people. I went to bed with people I wouldn't go to dinner with now. Well, I was also friends with and hung out with and spent a lot of time with people that I wouldn't go to dinner with now. And, you know, not because they're violent, but because they're lefty, insane people who want the government to do their violence for them. But, you know, I just pick my friends more now. I mean, I probably have, you know, 30 good friends in the world, and two of them are on the show with me tonight. You wouldn't know it from the way I'm treating them, but it's because of the way they're breaking my brain. So, yeah, we want to read some more comments from the police blog, which is kind of hilarious what the police say about these guys, and B, what YouTube people say about them. And I'll say what I say about them, which is I think... I have a couple theories. One is that this isn't really an activism thing. It's like there's three or four groups of friends that are all internet trolls, and they have a bet for like $5 going to see who can do something that gets Trump to tweet against them by name. Maybe. And I think this might be that. Or I think it's just really misguided, libertarian, quote unquote, activism, quote unquote. And we're going to lose listeners over this, because I actually had some people like calling me square because I said I didn't think what these guys were doing was a good idea. They didn't say square because nobody says square except squares like me.
The radio edit. But
there were people basically saying, you know, that I wasn't a real friend of liberty because I was saying this is a bad idea what these guys did. And that's insane. This is not a friend of liberty. There's no good that can come of this. This is, you know, no. I know the idea of open carry, and the idea of open carry as a political activism is, you know, quietly and peacefully open carrying a gun, you know, not fiddling with it, not holding it, not looking like you're going to war with it, but just having it openly. You know, the theory is it's to kind of, desensitize people to guns being something freaky, you know, to get people used to seeing them every day. And then it's supposed to make people more accepting of guns. I used to do it for that reason, but I think it has the opposite effect. I really do. I think it gets people freaked out. I also think from a strategic standpoint, it's not smart to carry a gun. I mean, maybe if you're like working the late night shift at a gas station, you know, and you're behind the counter, it might deter crime to have an open, to have a pistol open carried. But I think if someone's really intent on violence, you know, I think if they walk into a gas station and see somebody behind the counter or even in line open carrying, they're going to go rob the next gas station down the highway. But I think if someone's like, you know, wants to get into the lockbox in a bank or something, or there's something specific they need from some location and they're professional and willing to do any kind of violence, which is far more rare than people who are just robbing a gas station because they need money right now. But someone who's like really bent on violence, they're going to walk in and the first person they're going to shoot in the head from behind is the person open carrying the gun. You know,
yeah.
I mean, like the bank guard, you're basically pretending to be a bank guard. They're going to shoot the bank guard first. So I've open carried in a bank too in Wyoming. It's possible, but I wouldn't do it anymore. It freaks people out. And it's also bad. It's strategically bad because you have to constantly be aware you're carrying a gun when you're walking around it. Because I've been like in Walmart in Wyoming with a gun on my hip and had like a 7-year-old kid with a cowboy hat like reach up and touch it and say, "Is that a real gun, mister?" And have his mother like freak out and say, "Get away from," you know, like, and his mother probably owns guns, but it's dangerous to be open carrying a gun because anybody could grab it a lot easier than if it's under your coat and people don't know you have it. So that's my rant on open carry. I'm not anti-open carry. And there are gun owners who conceal carry who believe that open carry is bad for guns. They say, you know, it's going to make people, you know, freaked out about guns and make more laws against guns. I don't agree with that so much, but people are saying the same thing about the, like James Weeks said that about these people. And I kind of feel like any activism that's going to lead, any smart activism that's going to lead to some law being passed against it is not a reason not to do it. That's just people pass laws and they're idiots. But this is something where, like, it's not going to get laws passed. It's going to get more people shot, I think is what it is. I think if these people did it 5 times in 5 different cities, I think one of those times they'd end up killed. Yep. I think if 5 other people tried this in 5 different cities, at least 1 or 2 of them would end up killed. So the odds are way, I mean, this is Russian roulette, what they did. So if your chances are worse than 1 in 6 that you're going to die, you're playing Russian roulette. And I think that them doing this is a gross disregard of their life. I mean, this is like, it's gotten to the point, I think they did this to get YouTube views. The guy who did it has a channel with 23,000 followers or 50,000 followers or something. I think he did
the multiple GoPros. I mean, come on.
I think he did it to get laid too, you know, and donations. Hashtag please donate.
Please donate.
Hashtag please donate sex. But, you know, I really think it was a bad idea. So
yeah,
that
I do
all
too.
Said, what do you guys think?
What was their goal? What did I'm not really clear on, because I kind of avoided
Liberty.
This.
Ma Liberty.
But I don't understand what was their reasoning behind this. Like, why did they think this was going to help? Because the first thing I thought when I heard this about this last night or this morning or whatever was, this is how we get more gun control. This is makes, like you were saying,
well, that's what I just
makes gun owners
against,
look worse, right? So
it does make gun owners look worse.
It does, because people already think, like you said, I never have opened carried when I lived in Virginia. I didn't do it. I didn't even conceal carry.
Well,
but,
I'll bet they're going to make a specific law against open carrying in government buildings in Dearborn within a year now. Because of this. I also think, here's the bottom line about those two guys. This is going to ruin their lives. The cops in Dearborn, I mean, they may have had the charges dropped on this of disturbing the peace, but the cops in Dearborn and probably cops nationwide are going to gun for these two for life. These people are going to end up getting harassed and probably arrested at any chance the police can get them for something.
Yeah,
I remember there was some
even planning something on it, maybe.
Yeah, there was some guy, I remember Free Talk Live talking about this like a decade ago, where they had this guy and he kind of undercover video taped cops, and he was going into police station just asking for the form he wasn't going to fill it out, just as a complaint form, and just showing all the harassment that he got for it, and he was a journalist, and because of that, he was harassed.
He
wasn't carrying or anything. The only thing he was doing was, I just want the paperwork to file a complaint and leave. He wasn't going to actually do anything with it. He was just seeing what the response was, and you know, they acted crazy,
yeah,
some response, and they were, after he released it, as a journalist, they were harassing forever. I think the station lost their ability to talk to the police after that, so they couldn't get press releases from them anymore.
That happened with Nima Vedati, who started this show with me. He was a libertarian who was into guns as a theory, but had never... He'd shot one like once, and he certainly didn't own any or carry any. And I turned him on to guns and took him shooting and trained him. And he got really good really quick. Like that, you know, 375-yard shot at the beginning of Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, shooting a dinner plate is him, like the 5th or 6th time I took him shooting.
Wow.
And that's with iron sights, too. And it was his third. He tried 3 tries and, like, you know, hit near it the first 2 tries and then hit it. And I sold him one of my weapons, and he started open carrying it. And he was a ABC news correspondent, and he went up to a crime scene and tried to interview with a camera for ABC News the chief of police in this town, open carrying. And the guy said, "Get that gun out of here." And then the chief police called the station and said, "If you ever send a guy up to me carrying a gun again, you're never going to get any information from our agency again."
Wow.
That's how they quell free speech, is they, you know, take away access to the police info for news agencies. So I'm done. Asked out.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Do you want to be able to tell almost anyone, almost anything with only 2 words? And how about if you could do it without saying a single word? Then you need, not a guarantee, Wolberts. The new app that's like Pocket Alibi Lite, in that it's like Pocket Alibi if Pocket Alibi only had 2 words instead of 200 words. Oh yeah, and if it also played the Wolberts podcast. Wolberts, that's our word. Not a guarantee, Wolberts, is from B-Slick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, the good people who brought you Bipcoin, Fiendphone, and the best-selling app, Find Gigi Allen's Grave. Log on today at
https://play.google.com and get the free BIPCOT licensed app, not a guarantee, Lulberts. Do it! Do it! Do it till you're satisfied!
Shapiro show where he talks about good Trump, bad Trump, and it's always like, there's the good things that Trump did, and here's the bad things that Trump did. Here's a good Trump. It happens. Lena Dunham says Donald Trump election made her lose weight. Good Trump. So anyways, yeah, but, let's talk about these comments.
Yeah, I was going to say something that was not very nice, so yeah. We should probably get to the comments.
So, yeah, just one thing. Like, what they did in theory is okay. Like, what they did was they open carried. What they had, they have their perfectly natural rights to do. They can carry a gun all they want, wherever they want, so long as the private property owners say it's okay. And, you know, all public property is stolen property. Mm-hmm. But this is really stupid as far as tactics go, because it makes everybody look bad and it sets all of your activism back tenfold. And I don't know what they're trying to accomplish, you know, dressing like ISIS. And it's almost like brandishing a gun rather than carrying a gun if they're going in like that, because it looks like a threat. It looks like they're going to go in for a mass shooting. This is how, you know, you imagine a mass shooter would look like. You know,
yeah,
like
I didn't understand the way they were dressed either. That's what baffled me the most. I mean, carrying guns is one thing, especially in Michigan. But the way they were dressed, yeah, I found that kind of alarming. I thought, were they trying to get shot? Because yeah, that's how you get shot.
Yeah, if they were just going to go in with, like, you know, like a pistol and a holster on their hip, I don't think they would have had a single issue. But they didn't. They went, you know, with all kind, like, you know, armed to the teeth.
Yeah. You know. I guess the goal was to create drama and maybe get YouTube views, like you know, Michael was saying before. I mean, I can't think of another reason that they would. I still don't understand what their goal was. I mean, do you know? Like, what did they say their goal was?
This is just open, quote-unquote, open carry activism. They were upset that they were, quote, illegally pulled over, which I don't think there is a way to be illegally pulled over. Yeah. I think they have the right to pull you over for any reason. They just can't detain you there unless they have
That's how I understand it, too. Kind of baffling. I saw this and thought, oh no, you know, facepalm, like, this is gonna just make us look stupid again. Like, we don't have enough of that going on already with
so. Yeah, I'm reading from, actually, for some reason, I think I clicked the link, that's why. So I'm looking at the Leo Affairs website, which is the cop website, and there's a lot of cops that frequent the site. And it's kind of funny because I'm seeing, like, a lot of the activists on there, like, who are in support of these people, and it's for the first time I actually agree with the cops over the, over people who I normally would agree with, though, because what the cops were saying was, yeah, you have the right to do it, but like, you're supposed to comply, and if you don't comply, you can get shot. You know, like, have some brains when you do this stuff. This is stupid people doing stupid things. Like, and even the cops are kind of like, yeah, you can open carry all you want, that's fine, but there's a difference between open carrying a pistol or a rifle on your back or something like that versus, you know, having like multiple guns on you with bulletproof armor and you're walking into a police station with a ski mask on. That's completely different.
Yeah, you really look like you have nefarious plans going in like that. Like, what were you thinking?
Oh, yeah, if you came to my door dressed like that, I'd be looking to find my gun.
Yeah, I'd be pretty alarmed by that, for sure. I don't get that either. I'm confused.
You know, so anyways,
every day, so there's not, I'm, shouldn't be surprised anymore by what anybody does, because it's almost like, I don't know, I posted a meme earlier about how it's like Idiocracy is coming. Yeah. How Idiocracy is becoming, you know, it was a comedy and now it's like a documentary, and it's not supposed to be like that. Every day, really, I wake up, I'm like, what's going to happen today? Let's go see what stupid thing. Usually it's politicians doing the dumb stuff, but, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, these comments, like, yeah, they're kind of poorly spelled and punctuation is wrong, and there's like weird kind of random capitalizations of letters or of words. But other than that, it's like I'm kind of like agreeing with them, except for like you should obey the law. Everything else, but besides that, I'm kind of like, I agree with that. These guys are idiots.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I mean,
they should be
really
lucky they're alive.
Where else? I mean, I can't think of a place that you would go in like that and be more at risk of getting, you know, blown to bits. This YouTube
but
comment.
But you have YouTube, yes.
I do. He was brandishing. Why can't I speak? It's the Asperger's. That's going to be the excuse for everything now because Michael brought it
up. Just take a breath, stack some blocks, and try again. Close Minecraft and try again.
Oh, okay. Shots fired. He was brandishing a firearm in a police station while covering his face. Do you want more BS gun control? Because this is how you get more BS gun control. That was my first thought, too. Well, you know, other than they're lucky that they didn't get killed.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, it's like when the left starts freaking out and smashing windows. It's like, do you want more Trump? Because this is how you get more Trump.
Oh my gosh, definitely. Like
you and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Are you tired of driving your kids to Gigi Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where Gigi took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the Gigiest place on Earth. Gigi always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to Gigi's grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone, and that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll Mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire, and our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, BIPCOT, MeowBit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating Gigi Allen's face.
Who said we left that era? I always insult people and don't care.
I mean, right? I do too, just, you know, quietly. They don't, or I do it so they don't really know. And then they're like, wait a minute, did you just insult me?
Yeah, so these idiots. Should we still talk about
this? For lack of a better word, I know.
There's just so much to say about this stuff, and I'm sure you have plenty more delicious comments on that YouTube channel, which I'm afraid to go to because my computer's been kind of acting up with YouTube lately. It's just been like it'll just start locking up my browser. So I'll let you read
the Illuminati. Yeah, this guy said, "Tell me this isn't real."
No,
please.
Actually, they're the interdimensional people that are coming over and controlling the world with
the lizard people.
With lizard pizza eating pedophiles.
Oh no, not the pizza. Did he bring up the pizza? Oh my gosh.
you have to watch it. Alex Jones on Joe Rogan is probably one of the most entertaining things ever.
Wait, isn't it like 3 hours long? I don't know if I can take
yes.
it. Although I heard it is all great.
And Alex Jones, I guess he was drinking, it looked like it came out of a whiskey bottle, but he said he was drinking applesauce or apple juice and something that looked like a blunt, but it apparently was just regular tobacco. So.
Oh, huh. Yeah. So he was just, you know, having a good time with Joe.
Having a great old time with Joe.
I'm going to watch it. I'm so curious.
Talking about interdimensional beings.
I got to see it.
interdimensional pedophile
two of them
rings
together.
it's so funny. Anyway, sorry, right, sorry to interrupt, but
oh, that's okay.
Back to the comments.
Yeah, this guy said, ADD and Spurg. He said, tell me it isn't real, please. Tell me this is just really a parody or a prank video. This is just this is just a word I can't say level stupid
it's a
behavior.
Prank. LOL. It's a prank, bro.
It is,
bro. It's a prank.
Real.
It's satire.
It's, yeah, too bad it isn't, right? I wish that it was. Yeah.
Hey, everyone, it's Joey Salads here. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! And then another guy said, "How would this? Wait a minute. It's, how did they not end up getting lit up like a Christmas tree? This was suicidal. That's
yeah.
what I thought too.
I am amazed they walked out of there without getting a bullet hole in them." Absolutely mm-hmm. amazed. It was so stupid.
Yeah, really. Gosh, it could have gone horribly wrong. Someone said, I don't even know what to say. This has to be the dumbest thing that I've ever heard of anyone ever doing.
I don't know. I've seen some pretty dumb things. Have you seen some of these prank videos?
Yeah.
This is definitely up on par with them, but I've seen some really dumb. Like, they've had some where, like, they'll go into predominantly African-American communities. And I don't even like that term because not all black people are American. So, I don't know.
Right.
Anyways, they'll go into these areas and then, like, they'll be like, hey, my N-word. And they, you know, not even it's And, you know, they'll start getting the crap beat out of them. And then they're like, it's a prank, bro. Bro, it's just a prank, bro. Or they'll, like, step on their shoes or something. Yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, you're just asking to get punched.
Have you seen the clown ones where
I would have punched you, and I'm not even of that persuasion.
There are some clown videos, you've probably seen these, where they're pranks, but they're really scary. The people dress like scary clowns, and they go and hide in like alleys and parking garages, and then, you know, some innocent person will just come strolling on through to go to their car, and all of a sudden this scary clown comes around the corner with a big, you know, like hammer or some other kind of weapon and come walking toward them. Have you seen these things? They're crazy. And so they wonder why, but there's compilation videos that are awesome of these clown pranks gone wrong where they've messed with the wrong people. So one of them
like where they go into the police station.
Oh my gosh.
With the machete.
Yeah, sort of, but there's one that's really good. They're in a parking garage and there's a couple, like three or four of these clowns, and this whole gang of guys comes around the corner and they see the clowns and they don't run away. Usually people run, like they run for their lives, and you can tell they're
Right.
terrified. But these guys walked right on over to them and, you know, beat them up. It was awesome. I was like, ooh, they're not gonna, you know, they're gonna, but one of these days they're gonna get shot. My friend and I are like, this is how you end up getting shot. You,
yeah.
My friends at Carry are like, no, we don't play that. That's not gonna, it's not gonna go real well. Yeah. Oh, this comment. I have to read you this comment. I think the subject of the comments on this thread perfectly sums up what Einstein said. Two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity, and we're not sure about the universe. Ouch.
That reminds me of an Emo Phillips joke, but I won't go there.
Why not? You're not going to
I'll just let Mike. Oh, yeah, Michael's gone. I was just going to annoy Michael just saying that was the case, but it was like, I was on First Street and I was trying to get to the Third Street, and I was wondering what road I should take, and then I realized Einstein once postulated that parallel lines eventually cross. So they're dredging the car out of the river now. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So,
because all these comments are going to be gold.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, this guy said, thanks for burning bridges and ruining the name of Open Carry with a stunt, which is, you know, pretty much what we were saying. And then people are saying, you know, ski masks, you know, they look like terrorists. These are the kind of people that shouldn't have guns.
Probably should not ought. Like, I don't think there like should be a law that prevents them from having guns, but people should, you know, that are close to them, like, you know what, bro, I love you, but you're a moron, give me your guns.
yep
voluntarily. Yeah. Give me your guns.
I'm serious. I'm glad they didn't get shot, and that, you know, that didn't happen.
I'm glad they didn't get shot too,
but geez,
but I'm also truly amazed they didn't get shot. Yeah.
Yeah, people have gotten shot for much less, and children even, so...
I mean, this is also how people like try to commit suicide by cop, is they won't even brandish the gun. They'll just look like they're going to, and then you try to talk to a police officer like that, and of course the guns are going to come out.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous. Uh-oh.
So now I'm triggered because people brought up autism because they always have to. I don't know, that's like the thing now. But it's legal, sir. The autism is off the charts in these comments. And then this guy says, that's an insult. Autistic people are more intelligent. Oh, that's a nice comment. Are more intelligent than these idiots. I'd like to agree with that.
Yeah, I guess there were some people that were citing this provision in the code that says like what places you're allowed to and not allowed to carry weapons. And on that list, nowhere on that list is any kind of government buildings. But there's other provisions in the code just for that, which say that no, the individual they're not establishments, it's government, but the individual places that are ran by the government can make their own rules regarding guns, and that police station had a no gun policy.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Did they have one of those fancy signs outside? This is a gun free zone.
Yeah, I don't know, but
see how that works.
it should be readily apparent that if you're gearing up to look like you're going to do like a war with the police department and then running inside, with guns and brandishing them, it's a good chance that they're not going to be particularly happy about you doing that and wanting you to, at least leave a couple of them in your car.
just a
couple. Like, look, you have four. Just one is fine. That little pistol on your hip, that's fine. That's all you need. It's not like you're going to need to shoot anybody in here. We have guns too.
Right.
No one's going to rob you in here. So,
good grief. Yeah.
Well, they'll rob you with fines, but that's a different subject.
Yeah.
But there's not going to be an actual mugger, not a state enforced mugger that's going to come after you. So you don't have to worry about that. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. I mean. Libertarians, we already have, and anarchists, we already have enough problems, getting people to understand our viewpoints.
Yeah.
Lately, I feel like all these people are just sabotaging the little bit of hope that I was starting to build up and the little bit of leeway I was making with some people, because now it's, your people went to California and broke windows. And I'm like, ugh, no.
Wait, did I do that?
No, it's not my people. Right.
I know. I mean, but that's what I used to say. Wait. I did that? My friends did that?
Oh, I was responsible for Trump winning, too.
Yeah.
Is what I was told. Yep.
You were responsible. You were
single-handedly. I was actually told that.
You were simultaneously responsible for his election and the protest about his election at the same time.
Yes, all of it. It's all my fault.
It's just your fault. It's not my fault.
No, it's not your fault. It's mine. I have that much power, apparently. Yeah. That much power. I'm the scapegoat often.
Yeah, so this is bad. I don't think there's really... I'm not a big fan of activism, period. I'm not. Every time I see it. And, I mean, this guy, this James V. Baker guy who did this, he actually contacted one of the co-hosts on my show, Baron, and was like, yeah, I'm coming to Vegas, and I was thinking about doing some police activism here. And he was like, are you insane? Do you even know anything about Metro here? No. Like, this is the same place where an activist, an open carry activist, was shot and killed. This is not a place where you want to, agitate the police. With weapons, you don't want to do that because it's kind of a weird area. This is Nevada, so we're big on guns, but at the same time, we're in the southern part of Nevada, where there's lots of Democrats.
Oh, there you go. Wait, what happened with someone got shot?
They don't like guns at the same
time.
Did
police shoot an activist or somebody?
Yeah, it was a while ago. I think it was actually in Summerlin, but still, it kind of Metro kind of takes care of that area as well. So the Metropolitan Police, apparently, I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I remember hearing about it a while ago, and there was an open carry activist who was. Thought he'd take a stand or somehow.
Oh my
they
gosh.
Shot him. It was definitely overreach, but I mean, if you believe in the cops even existing in the first place,
right.
But
yeah.
But if you were to accept that premise, then you would even probably say, man, that's some serious police overreach there. But
oh, man.
Yeah, he was shot and killed, so it's not a particularly good place to do that kind of. I mean, it's a great place if you want to do open carry and just be an activist in that way, just open carrying. That's great. But if you're going to, like, try to engage with the police while doing it, that's a bad move.
Yeah, that's not how I would do it, but I've been more into lately, instead of this kind of activism, I've been more interested in just like starving the state, you know, by various means, you know, just doing things outside of the system and to hopefully make them obsolete someday rather than trying to make them want more power. Because when you do things like this, you know, that's when crackdowns happen. Like, oh no, the masses are getting rowdy. We better calm them down.
You can't tax Bitcoin.
Right.
So I hear.
Yeah.
I'm no legal scholar, but I'm just saying. My full name is not in that Bitcoin wallet address. But where's it?
Oh.
You know, Monero is anonymous.
Oh, yeah. I've heard.
So I'm told.
Wink, wink.
I personally would.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
When the final album issues, it's not good line, you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on sheep,
and Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others ones were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others ones were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others ones were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others ones were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others ones were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all.
Adults who meow. So there was a comment, you read it off air to me, and we never actually got around to saying it on the air.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read it because I'm more than 1/64th male. I'm actually around about 100% male. So the comment was, and this is regards to the brilliant people who were brandishing weapons inside of the police station just like ISIS. It's also completely, and people were saying like, oh, what they're doing was completely legal, whatever. It's also completely legal to stick your male genitalia in a garbage disposal. Does that mean it's a good idea? Nail, head, hammer.
Yeah, the image of that is,
Yeah, you can say that something is, it's philosophically ethical in your paradigm. That's fine. You could say that, like, it's completely legal in the scope of the state. That's fine. But there's another thing that says, like, yeah, it's ethical and legal, but it's also really stupid. You know?
Yep.
It's ethical and legal to bash your head open with a hammer. Should you do it? No.
No.
What are people going to say about it? You know, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
How many people would hop on there and say, well, actually, he didn't violate the non-aggression principle. I don't see why everybody's up in a tizzy about this. Like, come on, give me a break.
I saw a lot of that today. I just stayed out of it. I already have enough fires to put out on my own wall. I don't need to get into this one, too. It's already, I have to contain it somewhat. This comment probably sums it all up perfectly. America is such a weird place. That's what someone said. Because, I'm a member of this forum where there's people from all over the world, and that's pretty much the consensus. They're all just like, I don't understand you Americans and your guns and your politics and everything is just...
Your guns and your politics and your NESs and your video games and your BLTs and your hula hoops.
Yeah. Hula hoops rock. Though, I mean...
So I'm told.
Yeah.
So I'm told.
I like them.
But there is some redemption. Not here, though. There's no redemption for this.
Yeah, I think it's Beyonce.
The only redemption is they're not dead. So I've been taking up a new hobby, and that's why I've been so flaky. Like, normally, anytime Michael messages me, like, hey, we're doing the Fiends Night, check in, and I'm like, I respond to it that minute, like almost within the minute. But now, like, he sends me messages, and I'm like, oh, I'll get around to doing that, and I never do. Because I'm like, I'm so busy. Is I bought a bunch of Raspberry Pis. Do it. Buy them. They're great.
Computers,
they're
right?
They're little miniature computers. They're on the size of a business card. They're about the size of a business card, and they cost $35. You probably can't do a lot of stuff that you could do on a normal desktop, like play video games and stuff. You can play, they have like a little short version of Minecraft, you know, autism. There you go.
Triggered. Yeah.
But it's got a lot of stuff on there to help you learn programming and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what? I'm way too smart to be earning the wages that I earn. So I was like, I'm going to look into some other things. And they had all kinds of different things. Occupational therapy was something I was looking into. But like, some of that schooling could take up to 6 years. I'm like, gee, if I spend one more year, I could be a doctor. You know?
Yeah. You know, like, what?
So I'm like, no. What's something else I can do? And then a friend of mine was talking about how he got into programming for free. Like, there's lots of free online resources to help you learn how to program and stuff like that. And you could, and he doubled his income, and he was making more than I was. But, you know, he was a waiter in New York, so they make, you know, they can make a lot more,
right?
Because it's New York. But and I was like, oh, well, like, if you could double your income there, it'd be like more like quadruple my income here. So I've been looking into it. And I've always had this kind of fear about doing it because I'd never thought that my brain could work like that. But I think that was just a lie I told myself to compensate about me just not wanting to do it. But now that I'm learning how to do it, it's a whole lot of fun. And highly recommend it if anybody is like not, you know, who, you got to have some smarts, okay? You're not going to be like some mouth breather. Just like, oh, we're on a program. And I know a lot of people listen to the show are really smart, so yeah. So I've been, that's what I've been getting into.
They look like little motherboards. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, they don't have any cases or anything like that. And they're $35. And you know what? It's a full-fledged computer.
Gosh, that's
has
cool.
An operating system. Can go on the internet. Doesn't do YouTube well, but you can do most everything else. It teaches you how to program. It's cute little games
that's
and stuff
cool.
on
I
it,
want
too.
One.
And they have one that's $5, too.
Really?
And it's like the size of a stick of gum. It's crazy small.
Those are cool. I'm going to get some. I'm glad you brought it up. Sounds like a fun hobby.
Yep.
Asperger people, we like that kind of stuff.
But that's what the free market does. It brings computers cheaper than your cell phone.
Yeah, that's
neat. And everybody's got a cell phone.
Yeah, that's true.
You now have no excuse not to have a computer. Worms.
Worms.
Stick it into the garbage disposal.